I want you to turn to the Gospel of John, and we're going to begin in chapter 8, verse 31. When you're there, say amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Gospel of John, chapter 8, verse 31. Says, then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They answered Abraham. Him, we are Abraham's descendants have never been in bondage to anyone. How can you say you will be made free? Jesus answered them, most assuredly, I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave of sin, and a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever. Therefore, Amen. If the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. Amen? Amen. This Amen. Is the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. And one of the key verses that I really, really love is verse 32, because it says, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And that's one of the verses we're going to home in today. But a little content, you know, we know Jesus from the gospel, from the word. He always had a crowd around him. Amen. And this time he's talking to other Jews who believed in him. I mean, some Pharisees believed in him. He's talking to disciples. There's people always around him because they admire the Lord, because they seen signs and wonders coming from God. Amen. From the Lord Jesus himself. And he makes it very clear in scripture. He says, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. So that means that if you don't abide in his word, then you're not his disciple. Amen. Right? So this is the word of God. This is the Lord Amen. Speaking. Amen. And Amen. So here we know what he's really saying. If you believe in me, if you believe in Jesus Christ, you will make it a point to always be in my word and learn from me and learn the truth about my word, because the truth will make you free. See, the word of God is light. The word of God is truth. The word of God, amen, heals, delivers, restores, reconciles, and saves. Amen. The word, knowing the word, will make Amen. You free.
Amen.
And we all know that Jesus, you know, from scripture in the Gospel of John, verse 14:6, Jesus Amen. Declares in his words, I am the way, the yes. truth, yes. the Amen. Truth, and the life. Yes. No one comes to the Father except through me. So the Lord yes. Jesus, he is the truth. He is yes. the way, and he is the life. And again, I got to tell you, there is freedom in knowing the truth of the word. There is freedom in knowing the truth of God. If you know the truth of the word, you know Jesus. If you know Jesus, you know the truth of the word. And it will set you free time and time and time again. Amen. That's why it's so important for us to, as believers, I want to call, not all Christians are disciples. Not all Christians that say I'm a Christian, they're not always in the word. You may see a Christian or a person call themselves Christian, but the word also says by the fruit you shall know them. Amen.
Amen.
And the fruit of the Spirit is love, peace, kindness, humbleness, long-suffering, patience. And you can find that in Galatians 5, I believe 5, 19 through 22. It speaks about the fruit of the Spirit and what is not the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. But when you Amen. See a person walking in truth, you're going to see them walking in the love of God. Mm-hmm. You're going to see them walking in peace, enjoy. Amen. Because that's what the Lord offers to you. He says, if you abide in me, all these things will be visible in your Amen. Life.
Amen.
We're going to see the fruit of the Spirit, of my Spirit in your life. Yes. And that's why the Lord is saying here, if you abide in my word, you are indeed my disciple. You are indeed my follower. Amen?
Amen.
Isn't that a profound state? It is powerful that the next verse says, you shall know. You see, it's not enough to know truth. You need to know the truth. Just knowing truth is not, you got to know the truth, because it is knowing, understanding, receiving the truth of the word of God, of the knowledge of God, that will make you free.
Amen.
And when I say freedom, you are freedom to worship, freedom in, listen, oh my God, I don't want to get ahead of myself. Okay. But anyway, there is freedom in knowing God. There is freedom when we worship God. There is freedom when you speak to others about God. There's this liberty, this freedom that comes upon you, that you know the truth, and no one can detour you from the truth of the word of God, because you've been in the word. And not only have you been in the word, but you have received revelation from the Holy Spirit about the word of God. Because remember, the Spirit of truth is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of truth. Amen. And he's the revealer of truth. So when you get yourself involved in the word, and you seek the word of God, and you seek the Lord on a daily basis, you are indeed God's followers. You are indeed, you can be called a disciple of Christ. Because Amen. Now you're living, you're breathing, you're talking God's word. Amen. Amen. And Amen. The fruit of the Spirit are evident in your life when you're indeed a disciple of Christ. Amen.
Amen.
And here in verse 832, It is powerful. It's a profound statement, because it was made by the Lord Jesus himself, that speaks the heart of a Christian faith. Amen. We are Christians. We're supposed to walk by faith, not by sight. And if you are a believer of the word of God, you will walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. Right. If you're indeed a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, you will not succumb yourself to the circumstances that you're in, but you will say, Lord, I believe, and I'm walking by faith, because I know that all things work together for my good, because you've called me, you've chosen me. And this is what happens, knowing the word of God, you know already what to speak forth, what to declare forth, what to decree forth. Amen. So that's why it's so important. And God is very, my Lord, God is he's your helper. Amen. He wants you to be in the word daily. Amen. He wants you to be his follower, his disciple, because he knows that there are things that are going to come your way, and they're going to distract you. There are noises around you that are going to distract you. There are other influences around you that may compromise the word of God. But when you're in the word of God, and when you know the truth, nothing can move you from the truth of the word.
Amen.
Amen. Because, you know, the truth that you believe may not be the same truth that somebody else believes. Amen. We've all been taught differently. We all grew up in different churches. Amen. We all began to know about God, but we really didn't have a relationship with God until we got much older. Amen. And that's for some of us. Some of us had a relationship with God when they were young, when they were children. It didn't happen for me. For me, it happened in my 30s. Amen. So I'm a late bloomer when it comes to really having a true, true relationship with God. Amen. And you know, as we see here, you know, Jesus was having a conversation with a group of Jews who really believed in him. Amen.
Yeah.
So here he's talking about this, and on verse 33, you know, it says, you know, what are you talking about? We are Abraham's descendants, and we have never been in bondage to anyone. Can you believe that? Have you ever been in bondage? Of course we have. Of course we have. Look at how ignorant is this, right? And we've never been in bondage. How can you say you will be made free? And Jesus plainly answered, most assuredly I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave of sin. That's very simple. Weren't we slaves to sin before we met the Lord? All of us were. We were slaves to sin, but thank God. And when we accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, we became dominators of sin. In other words, now we had the power to say no to sin, because now God has given us that dominion to say no to sin. Amen. And it's not something that happens overnight. It takes time. That's why the word says, you know, do not be conformed to this world, but renew your mind. Be conformed to the image of Christ. Model the Lord. Amen. Renew your mind with the word of God. That means you have to get into the word. You got to become a disciple and a follower of Christ so you can begin to renew your mind, know the word of God, and know that when Jesus died at the cross, when he crucified and he died, he took all our sins. He paid that full price. He didn't pay some of our sins. He paid the full debt at the cross. Amen. But now we have an Jesus is our high priest who's constantly interceding for us. Always going to the Father. No. Father God, I already gave my life for her, for him. Amen. And we have the word of God. We can repent of our sins and God will forgive us. God Amen. Will forgive us. Amen. Amen. That doesn't Amen. Give you a license to sin. That doesn't mean that you can do whatever you want every day because you know you will be forgiven by God. No, there are consequences when you commit sin. Amen. There are consequences. But the beauty of this and why we are so thankful and grateful that the Lord Jesus gave his entire life for us. Amen.
Amen.
My Lord, Amen. We have been forgiven by the blood that is shed at the cross. We are forgiven. We have a better covenant today. Amen. We have Amen. A covenant of grace.
Yes.
Can you imagine what your life would be like without God's amazing grace? I can't. Honestly, no, I can't.
No.
Because we all fall short. I fall short of the glory of God. Amen. But His grace is sufficient.
His grace is sufficient.
My Lord, and his mercies are new every single morning. Wow. I mean, come on, that is the word of God. That alone gives me freedom. His mercies are new every morning. I can run to God. I said, Lord, have mercy. Lord, I can pray for others, situations. Lord, have mercy. Amen. My Lord. And you know, the truth that sets us free is not just a concept, but it's a person, and that is Jesus Christ. He is truth, and knowing him means understanding and accepting his teachings and the salvation that he offers.
Amen.
My Lord, the truth.
Yes.
That is the meaning of truth. Jesus is the truth. Right, and the Gospel of John, and I believe it's in I think it's 14:6, Gospel of John 14:6. The Lord says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." So Jesus is truth. He is the truth. He is the life. He is the way. He is the way to freedom.
Yep.
Amen. Another truth, what is truth? The gospel is truth. The gospel, it encompasses the good news of Jesus, his death, his birth, his death, his resurrection, and he gives us a promise of eternal life. That is the truth of the gospel.
Yeah.
The truth reveals God's love for humanity and his plan for redemption. That is the gospel truth. Amen. And that is good news.
Amen.
That is great news, actually. Thank God for the good news that somebody shared with us, that today we're sitting together, worshiping God, being in community, being ministered to by the Lord, and we minister to God during praise and worship. Amen.
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 We even minister to one another. Hallelujah. Amen. But you got to know the truth. If you don't give me the truth, I don't want to hear it. Amen. And you know, a lot of times, and I hate to say this, but you know what? If you know somebody's doing wrong, share with them the truth. Because you're hurting that person more when you don't share the truth.
That's right.
Amen. And this is where the love of God comes in. If you truly love the person, you're going to tell them the truth. Amen.
Uh-huh.
You see,
that's right.
I wrote this down. Hallelujah. Let me, wisdom, and I'm just going to go by memory then. Having wisdom is recognizing that you don't know it all.
Wisdom is the beginning of knowledge. Amen.
Amen. So wisdom, right? Knowing wisdom is you telling yourself, you know what? I don't know everything.
That's right.
And what you don't know, you don't know. What you know, the truth that you know, will set you free. And what you don't know can kill you.
Ignorance.
Amen. Right? And in the multitude of counselors, there is safety and there is wisdom.
Amen.
Amen. So the truth of the word of God will always set you in the right path, will always set you free. Amen. Because God is truth. And there's also truth in your daily living. Living in truth means you are aligning your lives with the Lord's teachings. You're aligning your life with honesty. You're walking in integrity. And for us as Christians, as believers, it involves a commitment to righteousness and ethical behavior. Yeah. Have you ever seen another believer or let's say Christian walking in self-righteousness? Mm-hmm. We've read it in the Word. We, you know, some of these Pharisees were self-righteous. Or other Christians boasting about themselves instead of boasting of what God is doing in their life.
Amen.
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 What about ethical behavior? Have you seen Christians walking in behavior that is not aligned to the behavior that we see in Jesus, the way he walked on earth? He walked in humility. He walked in love. He walked in peace. He walked in joy. When he had to cry, he cried. When he wanted to be happy, he was happy.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
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 But we see Christians, amen, not walking in the truth of the word of God. Why? Amen. Mm-hmm. We need to pray for those. Amen. We need to pray that the blinders of their eyes will fall down and they can see the truth of the word of God. That's why it is so imperative that we have our eyes fixed on the word. We have our eyes fixed on the Lord. I mean, I have a devotional that I read every day. Amen. And in that devotional, there's scriptures. And when I go to that scriptures, the Lord may send me to another scripture. Amen. Or I'm reminded of another scripture. So I go to that scripture because in the word, in studying the word and pondering on the word and meditating on the word in that morning or late in the evening, when I finally sit down to and just study the word, God gives me revelation. He made, and sometimes he gives me like a little video, like a little movie, and he shows me this is what the word means. This is what I'm trying to make you understand of the word that I'm giving you. This is what's happening. This is what happened in your life. Take this word and apply it to what happened to you back then. Take this word and apply it to you today. The truth will make you free. And the truth has made me free, and the truth has made you free as well. Amen.
Amen.
Because if you know you're in the Word of God, you know you're a true disciple of Christ. Amen.
Amen.
And the other, you know, I love God because, you know, His grace is, it truly is sufficient. Amen. Because sometimes, you know, sometimes you may have a day, you may be meditating, talking to God, but you don't get to get into the Word, or you can't open the Bible for some reason, you didn't have time. Let me tell you, let me share something with you. Don't be guilty. Don't get guilty about that. Amen. That's where grace is extended to you. God knows the day you had. God knows what you're going through. God is truly concerned about what's happening in your life. And so you don't get to open the Word. It's okay. Amen. Because God knows it all. Do not allow guilt, condemnation, or shame to take over. Amen. Because the truth of the Word will set you free. And that is the gospel, the truth of the gospel. That is His grace. We are under a covenant of grace. Amen. Not under the law. We're under grace now. God extends His grace to His people.
Amen.
You don't need to feel condemned just because you didn't get to. God knows.
Mm.
And He also knows that you acknowledge Him every day. Because every day you're walking in His ways. Every day, amen, you're praising Him. Every day you're talking to Him. Just because you didn't get to the Word, don't allow the lies of the enemy to make you feel guilty. No, this is why you got to know the truth. Because the truth will set you free from guilt, shame, and condemnation. Amen.
Amen.
That is
amen.
Not of God. That is not of God. That is a lie from the pit of hell. Amen. Do not allow that to get into your body, into your system, into your mind, into your spirit. No, God is a loving God.
Yes, He is.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so yes. Knowing the truth of the Word of God, knowing the truth of the Lord Jesus will give you the freedom of truth. And what do I mean by that? It will give you the freedom from sin. Amen. Like we read before in John 8:34. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said, most assuredly I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave of sin. But don't you know that when Jesus was crucified, we were crucified with Him? Amen. We're not subject to sin anymore. Amen. Now we have dominion over sin. We got the Holy Spirit to help us say no to sin, say no to temptations. Amen.
Amen.
We
Amen.
Can say no. You know, we can look at you know, like Dorcas has said in the past, devil, not today. You know, like you just stop him. I said no. And any thoughts, anything that comes into your mind that is not aligned to the Word of God, you got to command it to leave. You got to rebuke those words that are not true,
Amen.
That you know, that your spirit know, that is not true. That is certainly not true. I am not going to go there. I rebuke these words right now in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
And this is why the truth sets you free all the time, because and the only way the truth can set you free is by you knowing the truth of the Word of God. So you have to know the Word, because it is the Word of God that you're going to use to decree and declare over your life. And you will see the truth of the Word being manifested in your life. Amen. So yes, the truth sets us free. Amen. But you gotta know the truth. You gotta understand it. You gotta recognize it. You gotta accept, you know, all the teachings from the gospel of the Lord. Even the teachings from the Apostle Paul. The Apostle Paul wrote most of the letters in the New Testament. Amen. There are profound teachings there. this revelation that Paul himself received from the Lord Jesus himself, amen. But as you read scripture, as you begin to read scripture, and as you begin to learn about the Lord Jesus Christ in scripture, and you begin to know the truth of the word of God, you are no longer you're no longer accepting the revelation from Paul. You're accepting the revelation that the Lord himself is giving you through the studying of the word of God. Because I don't want to just know somebody else's revelation. I want to have my own revelation with the Lord Jesus Christ. I want this experience to be real with the Lord. I want the Spirit of the Lord to reveal himself to me through scripture. Amen. And yes, it may be similar to somebody else's revelation, but I want to have my own revelation from God. Amen. I want to know the truth of the word of God. I want God to reveal that truth to me when I'm studying the word. Amen. Hallelujah. You follow what I'm saying, right?
Amen.
I don't want to just, amen. I don't want to, you know, Pastor Ruth may preach on a topic, amen, and she has revelation from the Holy Spirit about that topic, but now I don't want to quote her revelation. I want to be able to quote my own revelation that the Lord gives me from the word, amen. You got to have your own revelation. You got to know the truth of the word, but it's got to be between you and God. Let me see. It just reminded me of scripture. You know, when I forgot where it's at, but you know, it goes something like this: Jesus, I know, Paul, I know, but who are you? You know what I'm saying? When somebody tried to deliver a demon from this person.
Yes.
You know, yeah, it's not in the name of Paul. It's not in the name of somebody else. It's in the name of Jesus. But do you know Jesus? Do you know the word? Amen. Do you know that you can deliver, amen, somebody from bondage just by speaking the truth into their life? Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord brought deliverance to people. He took them out of bondage. Amen. He delivered the people, the Israelites, from Egypt. He did it. Amen. He opened the Red Sea. He did it. He brought them over on dry land. He did it. He delivered. Amen. But you got to receive that revelation for yourself. Amen. You got to know the truth. It's not enough to know that. This is why Pastor Ruth and I say, you know, don't just hear me out. Go to the word. Go back to scripture. Receive your own revelation from the Lord. Receive the truth of the word from God himself. Amen.
Amen.
Because God,
amen.
God is.
He opens up the word.
Amen. Right? You follow, like you want to know, you want to be illuminated by the Holy Spirit when you are in the word of God. And indeed, amen. You will be called truth. God will call you. You are my true disciple. Amen.
Amen.
Because you're following my word. You're following my teachings. I can see it. Amen. So knowing the truth will, you know, will give you freedom, the freedom from sin. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on. Like that alone. Amen. The Lord Jesus did it at the cross. And now we have the power to say no to sin. Amen. We don't have to go there. And it also will give you freedom from fear and guilt. Like I said before, knowing the truth of Jesus' love for you and the sacrifices that he made for us will make you free from the fear of judgment and the guilt of past sins. Amen. We all know my Lord, all our lives were a mess before we met the Lord. Amen. We had a past that I don't even like to go back there. Amen. Unless the Lord tells me, no, you got to face this certain thing because you got to get free from it. Amen. And the Lord has done that to all of us. Amen. But thank God that our life today is not dictated by our past sins. Amen. Hallelujah. Today we can live confidently knowing that we are loved by Christ, amen, and we are accepted by God.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That is a truth in itself. Freedom from fear. You don't need to fear anymore. As a matter of fact, you don't need to fear the enemy. You have to know the truth. The enemy was defeated at the cross. Amen. The enemy is under your feet. Why are we so afraid of the enemy? As a matter of fact, you need to remind him that his time is short. Amen. So you got to know the truth, because the truth will set you free. When Satan comes, or the enemy comes and gives you a lie or tries to deceive you, you got to stand up with the truth of the word. You know what, devil? You're under my feet. You've been defeated. The Lord Jesus already defeated you at the cross. So get away from me. I command you to leave in the name of Jesus. And you know what? He's got to go. He's got to go. You have power. The enemy has zero power. You understand? The enemy has zero power. The power he can have is the one that you give him. Amen? But he's got zero power over you. You are a child of God. You have been adopted. Amen? You have the Holy Spirit living in the inside of you. And you have power and authority over the enemy. Remind him where he's going. Remind him that he's under your feet. Amen. Like the word says, submit to the Lord. Amen. And when the enemy comes, he's got to go. He's got to flee in the name of Jesus. That's freedom. Freedom. There's no need to feel guilty or fearful about this. Amen. And there's freedom to live life fully. There's freedom in the truth of God, because Jesus offers us not just spiritual applications, but practical applications. Amen. God's word is truth. Amen. God shows us how to live a life of freedom.
Amen.
He teaches us how to live in freedom. And what we need to do, we need to live out our God-given potential through him. And the way we do that, by serving others. You gotta begin to experience the fullness of life that God intended for you to have. If you're not living out God's potential, then you gotta examine your life. What is it I'm lacking? And you know, what's going on? You know, maybe you need to get back in the Word and get more revelation about the truth of God. But what God wants you to live life to the fullest. Christ and the hope of glory is in you now. We have the Lord Jesus in the inside of us. He's abiding. He's constantly guiding us, talking to us constantly. Amen.
Amen.
Guiding us to all truth, guiding us in the right path. Amen. Like I said before, God has made every crooked road straight. Amen. I mean, we have a treasure in the inside of us that nothing and no one can compare to the treasure that we have. Amen.
That's right. That's right.
So I want to give you four pointers. How do you live in freedom? So I want you to try to apply these things to your life. Well, first of all, you got to seek the truth. You got to know the truth of the word. You got to seek the word diligently. You know, the word of God says that those who seek him diligently shall have a reward. And we don't seek the word. We don't serve God diligently for rewards. But it's just something that he does naturally, because he's God, because he's good. So, you know, you got to know the word. You got to really know the truth of the word of God. If you don't understand it, ask the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, can you just illuminate the word for me? I'm not sure I understand this part of the verse. Holy Spirit, can you just reveal to me truth of this word as I'm reading it? As a matter of fact, before you begin studying the word of God, you know, talk to the Holy Spirit. As I read, reveal, give me revelation of your word. Give me the truth of your word. Amen. Hallelujah, because I want to know the truth. So, so seeking the truth of God is going to involve regular study of scripture, regular times of prayer.
Amen.
And it's going to involve fellowship with other believers. Amen. The one thing that I love is to be around like-minded believers, because we lift each other up. Each other, we encourage one another. We speak the word of God. We speak the truth of the word. We pray together. Amen. And that is seeking the truth of God, being among other believers. Amen. People that love the word, people that are modeling, amen, the Lord Jesus, people that you will recognize the fruit of the Spirit when you see those people, amen, whether it's family members, friends, co-workers, whatever that may be, amen, but seeking the truth of the word, you can find it by studying scripture, by praying, and by fellowshipping with other believers, amen. That's one way to live in freedom. Another way to live in freedom is to embrace the truth of God. You gotta embrace it. And that means you have to accept the truth of God. You have to accept Jesus as Lord and Savior. And because that's really the first step. And we've all taken that first step already. Amen. We have accepted the Lord as King over our lives. And that's the first step we take. But beyond that, we must continually, again, embrace his teachings and let them shape your life. Let the teachings of the Lord Jesus mold your life, shape your life. Amen. Hallelujah. And I want you to turn here in Proverbs 4. Let's go to the book of Proverbs chapter 4 and let's go to verse 20. I hope you're getting something from this teaching. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Proverbs 4:20 says, my son, or could be daughter, right? Give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them, and health to all their flesh. Amen. This is a very key verse right here. Hallelujah. You read these words, that means, get in my teachings, read my word, study my word, and then embrace the truth of my word and allow it to shape you and mold you, allow it to change you, it to transform you. It is the word of God that renews our mind and transforms us. Amen. But I want you to key in on even verse 22. Amen. And before we get there, it says here, don't depart from the word of God. Don't depart from the teachings of God. Because remember, it is the word of God. It is the truth of the word of God that will set you free. And when it sets you free, that means you're going to know what to declare. You're going to know what to pray on. You're going to know what to decree over your life. And it will set you free from anything, from guilt, shame, condemnation, from lies, from confusion, from chaos. It's going to set you free. Amen. And there's nothing like living in freedom. There's nothing like worshiping God in spirit and in truth. There's nothing like walking in the peace of the Lord. Amen. So embracing the truth, and it says here, for there is life to those who find it. You will live. You will live in peace when you embrace the truth of the word. You will live in peace because nothing will move you. In the past couple of weeks, there's been so, I want to say, okay, let's say the past maybe 3 or 4 weeks, there's been so many news, so many devastating news that I was like, Lord, have mercy on this nation. Have mercy in France. Assassination attempts and what they did at the Olympics. I mean, it's been all over Facebook how they did to me, they mocked the Lord and all the believers with what they showed at the beginning of the Olympic ceremony. Like it was It was great. There's so much craziness going on. Amen. But you got to know that the truth will set you free. Let's not judge and let's not just complain. Let's just pray. You know, let's begin to pray for the people that are blinded by the enemy. Everything, a lot of things that we're seeing, a lot of things are demonic right now. There's a lot of demonic things going on. But the word of God, amen, surpasses all that. The word of God is light. The word of God is truth. Amen. And the truth will obviously will continue to set you free. And God will teach you how to pray. You got to know the root of the issue and God will teach you how to pray on that. Amen. You got to know the root of the issue so you can come against the root and bind it and rebuke it. Amen. And you don't even need to do so much of that because it is the truth of the word of God that will deliver you from all that. Amen. That will give you the peace that you need. That will give you the understanding. That will bring joy. You know what? Sarah may last through the night, but the joy of the Lord always comes in the morning. Because every day is a new day in Christ. Every day is his mercies are new. Amen. His grace is sufficient to get us through the day. You got to believe that his grace is sufficient to get us through the day. And God will never leave you nor forsake you. God is always with you. Amen. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. And you know, the word says in part two of verse 22, and health to all their flesh. That means, and health. That means, and cure. Amen. To all your flesh. That means freedom from disease. You know, the word of God will free you. You got to know the truth that by Jesus' stripes, you are healed. Healing already happened over 2,000 years ago. Healing is yours to receive. God wants you well. You've already got healing. Amen. Now you got to know the truth of the word so you can receive that healing for yourself and allow it to manifest in your life. Amen. The truth of the word will set you free. Amen. And health will give you health to all the flesh. Amen. It will give you the cure. It's already there. It's already there. You just got to embrace the truth and receive it. And it shall be. And it shall be. By Jesus' wounds, we were healed. We're healed. Amen. Past tense. So healing is here. Healing belongs to you. Amen. So again, how do you live in freedom? You got to live out the truth of God. Amen. We are best when we're walking in peace. We are best when we're feeling well. And God wants you well. God wants you to walk in health. Amen. So you got to live out the truth of God. And the last one is you got to share the truth. You got to share the truth of Jesus. The freedom we experience in Christ is something we are called to share with others, correct? We are here Amen. To share the good news of the gospel. We are here to share the good news of the truth of Jesus Christ. And we all evangelize to one another. We all evangelize at work. We all evangelize sometimes even in the stores. Amen. We've done it at churches. We've done it when we meet strangers. You know, another way to share the truth is by you giving acts of kindness. Be kind to others. You know, put on a smile. Encourage somebody. Edify somebody. Sometimes we can tell when somebody's walking through doors, you know, just by their demeanor, if they're having a good day or a bad day. And just by starting conversation and sharing the gospel truth of the Lord, that their whole perception can change in 1 second. And share, and another way to share the truth of the gospel is by live as an example of Christ's love. Amen. We are called to model the Lord. We are called to love on others. Amen. Just the way the Lord loved us, we can love beyond. Amen. We can love others unconditionally. Amen. The word says, how can you say you love me and hate your brother? That means you don't love me at all. Amen. We don't want God to say that about us. No. You know, if we say we love God, that means we love people too. Unconditionally. Amen. Not just when they're at peace with you, but even when they hurt you, you still got to love on people. Amen. Just like Jesus said at the cross, remember, forgive them though they know not what they're doing. And a lot of times we got to say to the Lord, forgive them for they know not what they're doing. They don't know the whole truth of your word. They're walking in lies. They're walking in deceit. They're allowing the enemy to use them. So sometimes, amen, we got to speak that out, amen. And that's why sometimes it's important. Share the truth with people, amen. The truth will set you free, will set them free if they're willing to accept it. As Christians, as believers, we're willing to accept the truth because we've accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. If you accept the Lord, that means you are accepting the truth of the gospel. Amen. This is the truth. And the truth of God will always set you free. Don't be fooled. Amen. It is the truth of God that will always set you free so you can live a life to the fullest. Amen. So John 8:32, once again, and I just love to read and reread, amen, because it's got to get into you. The more you speak out the word out loud, remember, faith comes by hearing and by hearing of the word of God. Our walk is by faith, not by sight. So in John 8:32 it says, and you shall know. It doesn't say it says you shall know the truth and the truth shall make you free. That means you gotta embrace it. You gotta accept it. You gotta know it. You gotta recognize it. You gotta understand it to the fullest. And if you don't understand the truth of the word, you gotta ask the Lord, Lord, show me, give me the understanding of your truth. So John 8:32 is a call to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. It is an embodiment of truth. And it's there for you to experience the freedom that comes from living in his truth. Every day, church, we got to live in the truth of the Lord. This is why it's so important to walk in his ways, to model the Lord. It is so important. Amen. And what this freedom does, it transforms our lives. Knowing the truth of the word, it transforms our lives. It liberates us from sin. Amen. And empowers us to live fully and abundantly. Amen. Remember what the word says, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But the Lord Jesus came that you may have life and have it more abundantly. So the freedom of knowing the truth of the word, the freedom of knowing Christ, amen, will empower you to live an abundant life in Christ Jesus. So church, let us commit all together, including myself. Let us commit to seeking, embracing, and living out the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. And let's begin and continue to share the truth with a world that is in need of his love and freedom as well. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Church, I hope you were blessed with this word. You got to know the truth because the truth will always set you free. And you'll be free to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth at all times. You'll be free. You can come against anything. Amen. And live the abundant life that the Lord called us to live. Live your potential in Christ. Live out the purpose that the Lord has placed in your heart to live out. Amen. Just live. Know the Lord. Embody yourself in his truth, in his teaching. Soak yourself with it. Saturate yourself in the word of God and come alive with the truth of the Lord. Amen. Amen. You are blessed.